Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, J.D. Draculich. He's a realtor who's running for Reno City Council in Ward 1. He's here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome to the first time to the program Reno businessman J.D. Draculich. He is filing for has filed for Reno City Council Ward 1, which is presently held by Jenny Brekus. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you, Sam.
So first question is, why are you running?
Good question. Ultimately, I want to serve my community. I'm born and raised here. My family's been here since the 40s. I'm raising my 7-year-old and my family here. I would really like for him to be in a Reno that he can be proud of in a couple decades. So I think the decisions we make today will affect his decisions and if he chooses to raise his family here.
What's your discomfort level that you would choose to run against a two-term incumbent?
Pretty strong. I've been watching her closely for the past 4 to 6 years and ultimately disagree with the majority of her decisions. I have respect for Councilwoman Brekus and I appreciate her service to our community, but I'm looking to bring some fresh ideas and new blood on there and really experiencing democracy in a way that you can't unless you just get up and start campaigning, knocking doors, meeting people, listening.
So what are your concerns with her?
Ultimately, I believe she's not handling our growth as well as possible. I know she's very much looking to stymie the growth, thinks it's happening too fast, and I understand that, but I don't think that's a solution to the problem. So ultimately, as a residential realtor for the past 11 years, I deal with people that are, you know, your normal everyday people who are buying and selling homes in the $300,000 to $600,000 range. They're normal. They want to upsize or downsize and make some changes. And what they're experiencing is the affordability issue is affecting them and where they can move. So with that said, when we don't address the issue of having enough supply to meet the demand, our buyers are the ones that ultimately feel that pain the most.
All right, so let's talk about solutions then.
Sure.
What do you see as the solutions? Because, you know, Mike Kazmierski of the Economic Development Authority of Western Nevada has said that we need 5,000 homes a year for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not getting even close to that.
Correct.
So what can the city council do and what would you, you know, promote if you were to be elected to this seat?
I think there's a lot of solutions. One, consider a compact, mixed-use, maybe higher density project. But then ultimately, coming right down to the supply and demand, you know, simple economics is good projects coming in, focusing on attainable housing prices. Anywhere from $325,000 to $375,000 would be ideal. I know that's difficult to achieve, but we need to focus on that. And then ultimately, coming back to the idea of having more options for our buyers when they go out on the weekend to go look for a home, they're less beholden to sellers and, you know, limited inventory, if there's more inventory, making them a little bit stronger as buyers and not having to overpay.
All right. So, well, you know, I mean, people pay what the market value is.
Correct.
if they want to be able to buy something. And this is not the first time we've seen a situation like this in Reno. I mean, it's been boom and bust in the housing industry like it is everywhere. But, you know, are you looking toward incentives for builders to be able to build at those lower prices?
Yeah, I think that's something you need to focus on. Not only incentivize, maybe defer or waive certain fees if possible, especially if it's infill, but then ultimately looking to create a quicker time frame for these builders. So if a project can be approved and start digging within 4 to 6 months, that would be ideal. But if it takes up to 18 months, that cost of that, how long it takes to put that project together, ultimately falls down on the consumer when the product finally hits the marketplace. So being efficient with government and moving along quickly would very much help.
Okay, so we've seen, for example, in Story County, the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, that Story County did an incredible job of being able to give you a grading permit the day you showed up.
Right.
And being able to get projects up and running before any of the people believe, like the Walmart distribution center. I think that they had that completed and was shocked at the speed they could do it. North Las Vegas looked at what was happening in Story County and has tried to emulate the kind of pattern of approving things. What do you think that isn't being done at the city of Reno that could be done? Because, you know, the mayor has got a plan here to have 1,000 homes built. Is this not enough?
No, it ultimately comes down to leadership and decision making, being decisive, maybe working a little harder outside of the council meetings, meeting with builders and developers on good projects. So when they do come to the council, you're making a decision that day and moving things along quicker. So ultimately, leadership.
Have you met with the mayor?
No, I have not.
Do you plan to?
I'd like to, yeah.
And what would you say to her?
I would like to hear what she goes through on a weekly basis, whether it's with our business leaders and community partners and her fellow council members and the roadblocks she comes across to have a better understanding of the decisions she's making. But I think she's trying her best to meet the demand of the housing problem.
When you look at the city council, with the exception of your opponent, are you comfortable with who's sitting on the city council?
I do. I've been to a lot of council meetings over the past couple of years, and I think they're performing admirably, and I'm looking forward to being one of their colleagues.
As you look at downtown especially, you know, a lot of people, and we saw this in Las Vegas as well a few years ago, and it still continues to be an issue today, which is, you know, sprawl versus infill.
Right.
Do you think that there are a lot of people who are looking at downtown Reno and saying, yes, we can do projects here?
Talking to developers, I know it's difficult and expensive. It may or may not be a product that fits the need of the market, where we're looking at lower price condominiums or apartments, but I'm sure there's plenty of them out there that have some good ideas where we could probably get some better projects online. But I know it's difficult. They do have their own obstacles downtown.
For example?
Well, I would say the cost of building more than 2 to 3 stories is extensive. Once I believe you get above that third story, and then I know there's also issues with fire regulations in regards to how tall a building is and if they have enough resources to potentially put out a fire 4 or 5 stories up. So that can limit them at times.
Do you have concerns that we're becoming a much larger region? So for example, you've got 2 industrial parks, look like they're getting ready to go in Fernley. Mm-hmm. You're seeing growth in Fallon, you're seeing growth in Yarrington, you're seeing growth all the way around. And there's a lot of maps of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center that show that as the center of the area rather than Reno Sparks.
Yeah. You know, ultimately, I would like to avoid as much urban sprawl as possible. I think Reno is built off its community and culture, and trying to keep people inside of, you know, Truckee Meadows is ideal. Can be expensive to do that, and so urban sprawl has its negative effects, but also may be meeting the needs of our growth. Negative effects being more traffic, larger carbon footprint, people having good jobs inside the McCarran Loop, but having to drive 45, 55 minutes from Fernley, not only takes away from their family time, it's obviously stressful, and it can be a little bit more expensive with gas, and once again, looking at a carbon footprint being a problem there. So I'd like to avoid urban sprawl, but I think at this point with our growth, everybody's trying to meet the demand.
And, you know, as you look at transportation, the RTC is doing a major project, the RTC of Washoe County, is doing a major project on Virginia Street that stretches from Park Lane Mall all the way to the university. Is that the kind of project that you're in favor of?
Yeah, I know there are some contentious decisions. You know, some of the Midtown business owners may or may not be happy, one, with the current construction, how long it's taking. But I think we'll look back in a decade or so and see that as a positive. I do appreciate University of Nevada performing with the way they are with the Gateway District. I think, you know, melding the university with our downtown core and then, you know, finding our way into Midtown, ultimately in 15 to 20 years, we'll see that as a positive.
And so what do you see population-wise? I mean, it seems to me that we're going to continue to see people unhappy and leaving California,
right?
Whether it's individuals who are senior citizens who can sell a $1 million home and buy something bigger here for $400,000 or $500,000 and have a bunch of cash left over, or businesses that are just tired of the regulations. I don't see that flow stopping. Do you?
No, not at all. We deal with that every single day. So as a residential realtor, we do take in calls from people who've just sold and, you know, Palo Alto and have $400,000 down and can afford an $800,000 house. I mean, that's a very real thing happening right now, but they're great people, very welcoming to those people. They obviously want to live in a state that they agree with. I think Reno offers that. So I see that as a positive for us.
When you look at the lands bills that are being discussed now, mm-hmm. You know, we're essentially running out of land all over the state of Nevada that can be developed. What's your position on that?
I need to dig a little deeper into it to have a better answer how good it is, but I do know that they're just trying to meet the needs of the growth, and they're trying to be decisive and take some action, because inaction ultimately is going to lead us nowhere. So,
all right, well, let's take a break. We'll have more with J.D. Draculich when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with J.D. Draculich. He's running for Reno City Council in Ward 1 against the incumbent. One of the biggest problems that the public is aware of, and obviously you are too, is the homelessness situation. How bad do you believe it is by comparison with, say, San Francisco or Oakland?
San Francisco and Oakland, we are nowhere near that level. But I will tell you, when you start to look at the data, which I'm the board president at the Eddy House, and we've pulled some statistics.
Explain for our friends in Southern Nevada who are watching and listening what the Eddy House is.
Sure. Eddy House is the central intake and assessment facility for all of our homeless and at-risk youth in Northern Nevada. Our mission is to ultimately supply life skills and job skills necessary for sustainable independence. So typically we do service 12 to 24. A strong majority of our clients are ages 18 to 24. Most of those are aged out foster kids, people who we consider as non-system youth, where they've just fallen through the cracks and are often victims of the housing crisis, where it's expensive to own or rent, or families are downsizing, and your 19 or 20 year olds who may be going to college don't have a room anymore. You'd be shocked how many clients of ours are actually students enrolled full-time at Nevada and TMCC that are homeless, staying in their cars, couch surfing. So the problem is bad. It's actually one of my biggest passions for running, is I believe that my current councilwoman isn't doing enough, and I want to bring some passion and leadership to the issue.
Okay, so what are some of the solutions that you're looking toward?
So ultimately, I look at the homeless issue as a puzzle with hundreds of pieces, but every piece matters for when we're aiming for the solution. A big piece of it is prevention. So I talk about, essentially, we have a homegrown problem. So Washoe County School District has identified up to 3,000 kids in K through 12 who they consider homeless or identify as homeless. That can mean you're in a motel, in a temporary living place, a car, or doubled up with another family. So ultimately, we've got a homegrown pipeline. And then they turn 18 and they're no longer in high school, or something befalls their family and they're in a tragic situation and ultimately become homeless. And that, what the statistic that has really grabbed me to be a part of the Eddie House, is that national data would tell you that if you can intervene with a homeless youth before the age of 25, you have an 85% chance of them becoming not homeless as an adult. So we're stopping this pipeline from adult homelessness early. So that's, prevention is a big piece.
So, all right, so, but what's the solution? Because and this is a positive thing in one way, which is that we're knocking down a lot of these motels,
right,
that are rat infested, horrible places. Nobody should live in these places, but we're not providing places where people can live at that price point that they need. So what's the solution?
Ultimately, the answer to homelessness is homes, having shelter, having stability, so that you can then apply accountability to these
individuals. Okay, but who pays?
Right, we got to find
our
way
to
access to federal funding. So you're leading to one of the biggest suggestions by, so are you aware of the Community Homeless Advisory Board?
Yes.
So about a year and a half ago, they purchased a feasibility study by OrgCode. And that report was given to them about a year ago. And one of the biggest pieces of advice they have was the lead agency for the continuum of care, which is currently the city of Reno, can work harder and more efficiently to access federal funding, which can lead to building projects. Also more money for the local nonprofits that are already working and have a solid structure but need more funding, like an Eddie House or Step One, Step Two, our other shelters. I know we're making movement with the NAMS campus, soon to be called Our Place.
What's NAMS?
So I forget how the acronym goes, but it's the Galetti campus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so the county is starting to remodel and refurbish that campus. So the downtown Record Street, or the CAC, is now going to be shifting, I believe in the next couple of months, from men only. Women and children and families will be moving to the NAMS campus. And then also there'll be potential for us to use some of that for some of our homeless youth. And so what we're doing is kind of decentralizing that downtown core of homeless.
Along the rivers, you're getting a lot of complaints from people who are saying that this isn't just homelessness, this is a lifestyle.
Correct.
And how do you feel about that?
I think that's a complex situation. I think some of them are choosing it as a lifestyle, but many of them have no choice. And that's something that is the only option for them. I know ultimately we don't want them by the rivers. It's unsafe for them. It's unsafe for people going to the rivers. They obviously are, it's not a place to be camping. And so we have, moved some of them off the river. And if you go to downtown to the CAC, you'll see that a lot of those encampments have moved to the Record Street, and they're along the train trench now. So that is something where we need to immediately address that. I know ultimately there's a couple organizations in town looking to, with the lack of a better term, call it a legal sleeping area, potentially east on 4th Street where the new food services are.
Okay, what does that mean?
So ultimately you can camp there, and we realize that they are going to camp somewhere, but let's put them somewhere where we can provide services, whether it's fresh water, toilets, and then ultimately have a place where we can continue stronger outreach. And so with the 200 local nonprofits, we should be able to have them come and meet these people where they're at. Some people are ready for help, some are not, but ultimately it's a process that takes a long time. But at least we're trying to help them and not just letting them scatter across our valley and along the river.
All right, let's take another break and we'll be back with more after this.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with J.D. Draculich. He's running for Reno City Council in Ward 1, which is going to be quite a battle at this point in time. You were talking about walking through the downtown area and observing the homeless. Tell me about this.
Yeah, I was guided by Grant Denton from the Downtown Reno Partnership, and he showed me that, like we were just discussing, a lot of these tents and encampments have moved to downtown along the trench.
This is the train trench.
The train trench, yeah. It's above the train trench, but it's along that chain link fence. If you're going over the Wells Street Bridge, you can look west and see it. It's probably tripled in size, he said, since we've started to clean up the river. So showing that there's still, that we haven't solved their problem, but they are here in this location now. Probably walked for about 100 to 200 yards of tents. A lot of those people are good people and are looking for, you know, some help and need assistance. And a lot of them, it's very temporary to be homeless. And then some of them, it is more permanent and something that we need to address. So when you walk and you meet those people, Grant would tell you, you've got to meet them where they're at. You got to build a relationship with them. You can't just grab one of them and put them into a program and hope they succeed and expect that, or give them, even put them in a room and expect them to get a job the next day and start paying rent. So it's a long process. Once again, talking about outreach, utilizing the nonprofits in town, you know, whether it's someone like Crossroads or Hopes or even Eddie House, and saying, hey, these are the services we have. We would like to help you. And once they make the conscious choice to do so, that's when we're going to start seeing solutions.
When you're looking at an unemployment rate around 3% in the city of Reno, one would think that there would be all kinds of opportunity.
Correct. And on that point, I've met with a lot of people on my campaign trail, specifically in my ward. And I think what's really important to people, that it's not a handout, it's a hand up kind of attitude. So my mantra as I am meeting people is, they're right. We need to provide stability to solve their problems. So asking someone to get a job without a house, you're setting yourself up for failure. It's very unlikely they'll keep the job or do a good job. So once you can provide stability, whether that's shelter or a program like a Crossroads or, you know, anywhere where they're actually providing stability, and then you apply accountability in conjunction with that. And that is a job. Or if you have a substance abuse problem, you are going through rehab and curing your problems. Or if you have mental health issues, you are working with a therapist to, you know, to start becoming a community member.
Public safety is another issue for you.
Right.
What are your concerns there?
Ultimately, meeting with fire and police, they are in need of more resources. I saw a study from RTC that says that we have 56 less patrol cars than we did in 2010. And we've grown immensely since then. So there's obviously a gap there that we need to address, especially for if we're all worried about public safety, whether it's police and we're talking about slowing traffic down and pedestrian safety, which is important. Patrol cars and police help with that problem. And then also, we want to support our local fire. They're the ones that, you know, are our first responders and do some of the hardest, most dangerous work.
You know, bottom line, as you look at what's going on, are you optimistic?
Absolutely. My time on Eddie House's board, I've seen that this community is very charitable. They care very deeply about the success of the region. Reno is a unique place to where a lot of people have been here a very long time. I know we have some new Californians, but our bedrock is strong. And I know people care, and they'll all support a solution they can get behind. And ultimately, with leadership, we'll get there.
Do you think that with the current setup of the Reno City Council and the Washoe County Commission, that we're really addressing the growth? Or do you think that we're, in a way, going to allow that growth to escape us and go to other areas in this region?
That's a good question. I don't have a great answer for that.
Because it just seems that the county and the city are doing lots of things to slow people down, and other cities and counties are doing things to speed things up.
Right. No, I respect where you're coming from there. I know if I am lucky enough to be on the council, I probably have a better answer for you, because ultimately I do believe that to solve our problems, we have to have shared ownership, which is a regional outlook, which is Sparks, Reno, and county working together. Once again, I think the CHAB board is two representatives from Sparks, Reno, and county, and I believe they're doing a good job working together, trying to solve the problem as a team and not just working in silos. So there's at least some hope there from what I'm seeing personally.
All right, so will you come back and do a debate? Because there's three of you in the race now, including the incumbent.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you for being here, man. I appreciate
it.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.